Okay, today's daf is Brachot Daf Hey. We're on Daf Dalet Amud Bet at the two dots towards the bottom. Aside from this daf being very long, it's also like a gold mine for deep hashkafic points. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go through the daf. There are going to be a couple things that I'm going to elaborate on just because I don't want to pass them up. But then we're going to do a 15-minute session afterward just to go a little bit more in depth on some of the inyanim. Anyone who wants to stay can stick around. Okay. Amar Elazar bar Avina, Gadol Mashenemar Michal Yoter Mashenemar BeGavriel. The thing that was said about Michal was greater than that. What was said about Gavriel? What are we talking about? The Ilu BeMichal Ktiv V'Yayif Alai V'Echad Min Asrafim. Right, by Michal, it's written. This is in Yishayahu, when Yishayahu was having a vision about a Kadosh Baruch Hu sitting in his throne. So he said something bad about Klal Yisrael, and Michal came and burnt his mouth with a coal. And it says that he flew to him. The Ilu BeGavriel Ktiv V'Aish Gavriel Shara'iti BeChazon B'Tchila Mo'ef B'Yaf V'Gomer. Right, rather by Gavriel, it's written that the Ish Gavriel, I saw him flying over. But he has two lashonot of af, two lashonot of flying, meaning it took him two times, two increments in order to do what he was supposed to do, whereas Michal did it in one increment, he did it all at once. So he did his shlichut, he did his mission all at once. But Gavriel did it in two increments, meaning he needed to rest in between. So it's greater that Michael didn't rest until he was finished with his mission, whereas Gavriel needed to take a break in between. Me'ei mashma, by the way, that's not my mashma, me'ei mashma. From where is this indicated? Right? What pasuk? The hayechad Michael hu. That this echad that we reference in the pasuk is speaking about Michael, just as echad, just as one of the seraphim. How do we know that it's Michael? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, atya echad echad. We learn from Gzeira Shava, right, of two times when echad is written in reference to a malach. So because one place echad is referencing Michal, we know by the other place that echad is also referencing Michal. K'tiv acha v'yayif elai echad min hasrafim. That's our pasuk. V'k'tiv hatam, hine Michal echad hasarim harishonim balezreini. So the fact that the Echad HaSarim refers to Michael, I know that Echad by the Seraphim also refers to Gavriel. Tana, the Tana taught, Michael be'Echad. So Michael performed his shlichut, his mission, in one fell swoop. Gavriel be'Shtayim. Gavriel took him two. Eliyahu be'Arba. Eliyahu took him four increments. Malach HaMavet be'Shmona. And the Angel of Death does it in eight, meaning death happens slowly. But if it's a plague, then the Malach HaMavet kills all at once. Even if someone said Kriyat Shema already in the Beit Knesset during Maariv, it's a mitzvah that he should also do it in his bed. Amar Rabbi Yossi Mikra. So what's the pasuk that teaches you that? Ragzu val techtau, be disturbed and don't sin, or be irritated or agitated and don't sin. Amru bilvavchem, say what is in your heart. Al mishka on your bed, v'domusela, and then be silent. Okay, so how do I know that's talking about saying Kriyat Shema Shalmita before you go to sleep? Well, what is the thing that's written on your heart, or what is the thing that's on your heart? Pasuk in Dvarim, we say it every day. Kriyat Shema is supposed to be on your heart. So say the thing that's on your heart, which is Kriyat Shema, al mishkavechem, on your bed, v'domusela, and then be silent, meaning go to sleep right afterward. Amar of Nachman, in Tamil Chachamu, ein tzarech. But if it's a Talmud Chacham, he doesn't need to say Kriyat Shema Shalmita. Why? Well, the assumption is that the only reason you're saying Kriyat Shema Shalmita is so that you can be engaged in Torah study right before you go to sleep. But a Talmud Chacham obviously is always doing Chazara, and therefore, Mimele, either way, he's learning Torah right before he goes to sleep, so he doesn't need to. Amar Abaye says, Abaye, Av Talmud Chacham, Abaye Leila Meim, Archad Psuke de Rachami. Right? Abaye says, even a Talmud Chacham needs to say at least one pasuk of asking mercy from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Could go, and for example, Biyachav Kid Ruchi, Padita Oti, Hashem Al Emet. Hashem El Emet, right? So just like the pasuk of Biarchav Kid Ruchi, you should say at least that pasuk. Debate whether Davka that pasuk. One pasuk of Rachamim, even though he's engaged in Torah, doesn't need to say Kriyat Shema Shalmita. Amar Belevi Bar Chama, Amar Bishum Bin Lakish, Lolam Yargiz Adam Yetzer Tov El Yetzer Ra. A person should always incite or bother his Yetzer Tov to fight against his Yetzer Hara. Shneema Ragzu Val Techtu. Right? As it says, you should be bothered and not sin. So that's referring to bothering the Yetzer Tov, the good inclination, to fight against the evil inclination. Im nitzchu mutav, if your good inclination can beat out, can win over your evil inclination, wonderful, that's great. V'im lav yasuk b'Torah. But if not, if it can't, well then you should engage in Torah. Shne'emar amru bilvavchem. As it says, right, after Yargiz Adam, after it says Yarguz, Ragzu Val Techtau, it says Amru Bilvavchem. So what is the matter that is very, very close to your heart? That's the Torah, which you're not just supposed to learn and forget about, but you're supposed to be mitasek, you're supposed to be engaged in it until it's a very, very fond in your heart. Im nitzchu mutav. Okay, after you learn Torah, if the Yetzer Hara was able to conquer the Yetzer, if the Yetzer Tov was able to conquer the Yetzer Hara because you learned Torah, wonderful. Vim lav yikra kriyat shema. And if not, at that point you should say kriyat shema. Shneamar al mishkavichem. Because the next part of the pasuk is saying, says on your bed. And what is the thing that you say on your bed? That's Kriyat Shema. Im nitzchu, after you say Kriyat Shema, if your Yetzer Tov was able to conquer your Yetzer Hara, mutav, wonderful, v'im lav, yizkor lo yom hamita. You should remind yourself of, or you should remind the Yetzer Hara of yom hamita, the day that you die, shenemar v'dom musela, right, that time that you're going to be silent, basically forever, your death day, that's going to be the final battle against your Yetzer Hara. We're going to go into greater depth into this idea in the 15-minute shiur afterward. V'amar b'levi bar chama amar b'shimu ben lakish ma'idichtiv v'aten l'chad luchot ha'evin v'torah v'mitzvah shekadavti la'otam. Right? So, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, come to this, you know, go up on Har Sinai, and I'm going to give you the luchot, the stone luchot, and the Torah, and the mitzvah, which I wrote to teach them. Each one of those things in the Pasuk, which seemingly wasn't necessary to say, God could have just said, yeah, I'm going to give you the Torah, right? Each one of those things teaches us that God gave Moshe something else. Luchot Elo Aseret HaDibrot. So the Luchot are referenced to the Aseret HaDibrot, which are written upon them, Torahs and Mikra. Right? The Torah is talking about Chumash, the actual written law that that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe. V'mitzvah Zo Mishnah. And the mitzvah is referring to the fundamental teachings in the oral tradition. Asher Katavti, that which I wrote, Elo Nevim V'ktuvim, right? Because did Kadosh Baruch Hu actually write anything? I mean, even the Torah was dictated to Moshe. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu write? It seems a kind of a strange lashon. So that's talking about the Nevi'im Ketuvim, because they were written by the Nevi'im, yes, but with divine inspiration from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Laharotam ze Talmud. To teach them, that's Talmud, which does all the pilpulim, it explains all the reasons behind the commandments and behind the logical deductions of our laws. Milame, this teaches us Shakulam not Nula Moshe Misinai. It's a very famous Gemara that Moshe learned everything there was to learn basically on Har Sinai, and this is the source for it. Anyone who says Kriyat Shema before he goes to sleep in his bed, it's like he's holding a double-edged sword in his hand, meaning he's going to fight off all any dangers that come his way. Shneemar, as it's written, as it's stated, Romamut al Begronam v'cherev pibiyot biyadam. Right, when you have high praise in your mouth and you have a double-edged sword in your hand. Me'ei mashma. Okay, from where do I know that that's talking about Kriyat Shema? Romamut, just say something nice about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know that's Kriyat Shema. Amar zutra v'itema rav Ashi. Mereisha dinyana. No, because the pasuk right beforehand. Dichtiv yalozu chasidim mikvod yarnenu al mishkevotam. Right? Meaning, what did we just say in the pasuk beforehand? That what is the song of praise that tzaddikim are singing about a Kadosh Baruch Hu? It's whatever they sing when they are in their beds. What do you say when you're in your bed? You say Kriyat Shema, and therefore it's Kriyat Shema that you have to say, and then it's like you're holding a sword with a double-edged sword that you're able to protect yourself from anything that can come to attack you. Rabbi Yitzchak says that anyone who reads Kriyat Shema on his bed, so all the damaging forces, all the shadim, are going to separate themselves from you. They're not going to attack you. Shneamar Ubnei Reshev Yagbiu Uf, or Uf, right? So that the spiritual beings are soar, they soar in flight, right? Whatever that means. But now we're going to try to break up this pasuk. It's pasuk in Mishlei, it's very hard to understand. We got to break it up into concepts in order to understand what exactly it means when it says, and spiritual beings soar in flight. The ein of el Torah, right? When it says flight, it's referring to Torah. How do I know that flight is referring to Torah? Shneemar hataif einecha bo ve'einenu, right? You're going to, place your eyes upon it, and then it's going to be gone. Why? Because the Torah, basically, you think you grasped it, and the next moment you already lost it. It's very, very difficult to comprehend fully. You think you get clarity, and then all of a sudden you lost it again. So you look upon it, and then before you know it, it's gone, right? It floats away. So, because just like the Torah, your understanding of Torah is not going to be absolute. It floats away from you the moment you think that you're looking at it. So too, so this word of fly away refers to Torah. Ve'en reshef el mazikin. And this word of reshef, spiritual beings, or sparks, whatever, however, whichever English translation you looked in, that is referring to the mazikin. It's referring to shadim. How do I know it's referring to shadim? Shneamar mazei ra'av milochme reshef v'ketev miriri. Right, these are three types of destruction that Kadosh Baruch Hu says he's going to send in Dvarim. One of them is destruction caused by famine. One of them is Lochmei Reshef, that word Reshef that we just had. And one of them is Ketev Mariri, which, yes, it means total destruction, but Ketev Mariri is also the name of one of the most famous, one of the most well-known Shadim. So, just like Ketev Mariri, in addition to referring to a type of destruction, is also referring to one of the Shadim, so Reshef is also referring to one of the Shadim, and so the Pasuk in combination means that you use the Torah to banish the Shadim. So you learn Torah, and the Shadim don't bother you. Amar B'Shem Ben Lakish, Kol Ha'osek B'Torah, Yisurin Badilin Himenu. So Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish understands it a little bit different. It's not that the Shadim go away from you, rather that the suffering, the Yisurim, goes away from you. How? We'll use the same exact pasuk. Shenemar Bnei Reshef Yagbiu'ov Ve'enov El Torah. We just explained that Ov refers to Torah because it floats away from you. Shenemar Hata'if Einecha Bov Einenu. Right, once you look at it, it's already gone. Ve'en Reshef Ela Yisurin. And Reshef isn't a reference to Shadim, rather it's a reference to suffering, to pangs. Shenemar Mazera Reshef, right? So what does that mean? Well, beforehand, we wanted to connect Reshef to Ketev Mariri, just like Ketev Mariri is one of the Shadim. So to Reshef must be one of the Shadim. But Reish Lakish says, no, you connect to Reshef to Mazei Rav, just like hunger from starvation is a type of suffering, so to Reshef is a type of suffering, and you get rid of suffering by learning Torah. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan. How feel to not go Rabban Yodinoto? But even children know that Torah banishes Yisurin. Why it's explicit pasuk? Shneamar v'yomer im shemad dishma lekol Hashem elokecha v'yashar be'enav ta'ase v'zanta lemitzvota v'shamar tekol chukav kol hamilchama asher samti. Right? Basically, if you follow all my commandments and all my laws and all my ordinances, all of the sicknesses and all the suffering that I brought upon Mitzrayim, I will not bring upon you. It's a mefurish pasuk that if you learn Torah and you follow Kadosh Baruch Hu's commandments, that he's not going to bring suffering upon you. So why is it that I need some whole fancy drasha from Reish Lakish to teach me the same thing? Rather, what does Rabbi Yochanan learn? Ki ani Hashem Rofecha. Sorry, that was a completion of the pasuk, because I am a Kadosh Baruch Hu, your healer. Ela, what is this pasuk? What do we actually learn from a drasha? Kol Shef Sharo Lasuk B'Torah. Anyone who could have been engaged in Torah, ve'enu osek, and does not engage in Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu mevi elav Yisurin, Mechu'arin, Ve'ocharin. Right? That person, Hashem brings upon suffering. Not to say that Torah heals you from all forms of suffering. That's obvious that Torah heals you from all forms of suffering. It's an explicit pasuk in the Torah. Rather, that if you had the opportunity to learn Torah and you don't take advantage of that opportunity, so then Kadosh Baruch Hu invites suffering to come upon you. She'ne'emar ne'elamti dumya ve'chashti mitov ve'ke'evei ne'echar. Basically, when I was silent from Tov, whatever that means, I was inflicted with suffering. Ve'in Tov ela Torah. And Tov is obviously a reference to Torah. You were silent from Torah. How do you know that Tov is a reference to Torah? Shenemar ki lekach Tov natati lechem Torati al tazvu. Because I said that I gave you a tremendous asset, or a very good asset, and it's Torah, do not abandon it. So Tov is a reference to Torah, and therefore I learn that if you are silent from Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu invites Yisurim, suffering, to come upon you. Am Rabbi Zeir Veitema Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa. Bo Re'esh Elokim Midat HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midat Basar V'Dam. Midat Basar V'Dam Adam Mocher Chefetz L'Chaveru Mocher Etzev Elokech Sameach. Right? Just come and learn from here that human beings are not like, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not like human beings. It's very different. If someone needs to sell something to his friend, right? He needs the money. What is he going to do? He is still sad over the loss of that property. I need more money because I'm running out. I need to buy food, whatever it is. I'm going to sell. I have this really nice car. I'm going to sell it to my friend. I'm really upset about losing the car, but what can I do? I really, really need the money, right? So you're upset, and the guy who purchased it is happy. That's why he bought it. Hakadosh Baruch Hu ain't okay. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not that way. Natan lehem Torah liYisrael v'samach. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave us Torah, and he was thrilled to have given us the Torah. Shneimar ki lekach tov natati lechem Torah. Torati al tazvu, right? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu said that he gave us his Torah, and we should not abandon it. He was very, very happy to give us his Torah. So I want to just stop for a second to appreciate something. I don't know that you realize how unbelievable what Chazal is doing right now. Because on the surface level, it may sound like we're just kind of like piecing together random ideas. Oh, this word means that from this pasuk. This word means that from that pasuk. And we're kind of just like, creating these drushas and svaras. And this is what this means. And this is what that means. What Chazal is doing right now is so unbelievably brilliant that we just need to take a second to actually appreciate what they're doing. You picture for a second, a poet or a very skilled author. They include so many, deeper intentions within their specific word choice. Especially if you read multiple of their works, you can see themes repeating themselves and different words that frequently come up that may reference an idea or a feeling that they spoke about earlier. Right? That's how literature works. That's how we're able to uncover kind of the deeper messages of the author. But
Can you imagine by Torah, written, authored by a Kadosh Baruch Hu with unbelievable, exceptional nuance? You just fathom there are endless amounts of divine intent in every single word, both intrinsic within the words, within their context, and especially when you analyze them together with other contexts. So what's Chazal doing here? Chazal is just digging up, or just peeling back layers upon layers of divine intent within the text that you can only know if you literally know all of the text by heart, and compare this word means this in that context, means that in this context, you identify common themes, you're able to unveil such divine intent behind the words. You're able to, everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote, it's not just the Torah for a practical halacha, right? Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote is just layers upon layers of divinely intended absolute truth, right? And how is it that you uncover that truth? Not just the halacha, us or mutter, you can do this, you cannot do that. How do you uncover the divine truth? You have to dig deep into the intentions of the specific words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is using and how they're used in other contexts and what they mean in comparison with this word and that word. And Chazal is doing this to just uncover the deepest depths of the kavanas of every single word here, and they have every single pasuk at their disposal in order to expose different ideas in different contexts and cross-analyze their intentions to imply from one context to another. It's absolutely tremendous. Amar Rava, says Rava, v'itema Rav Chizda, and if you want to say Rav Chizda, imro adam sheyesurim bayin alav yipashvesh b'masav shenemar nechapeyes darcheinu v'nechkora. If a person is suffering, they should analyze their own actions very, very carefully to find out what they were doing wrong. Why? Because it says in the pasuk that you should search your ways and you should analyze them, and then you should do tshuva v'nashuva ad Hashem, and then you should do tshuva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pishpesh v'lo matzah yitlu b'tel Torah. And if you analyzed all of your actions, you didn't find anything that you were doing wrong, you should assume that why are these sufferings coming upon you? Because you're not properly engaging in Torah, or there are opportunities where you could be engaging in Torah that you aren't engaging in Torah. I remember last year I was going through a certain condition that the doctors, it took them a very long time to figure out what was wrong with me. So I went to one of my Rebbeim and I said, Rebbe, at what point should I just assume that it's because of Bittul Torah, because I'm not using my time properly and learning because the doctors can't figure out what's wrong with me? And they said, well, the rabbi said, hey, well, you know, have you analyzed your actions very, very carefully? I said, yeah, of course. He says, and did you find anything you needed to do tshuva for? I said, Rebbe, I can't stop finding things that I need to do tshuva for. And he goes, well, good, that's exactly how you should feel. So I assume that there was no end to this process, but what this does mean is that if you ever assume that the reason you're suffering is because you're not learning Torah at every possible opportunity that you could be, then you're in a pretty good place because there's nothing you have to do tshuva for. Shenemar, as it stated, Asher Agev Asher Teasreinu Yao Mitoratecha Tilamdenu. Fortunate is a person who HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Yisurin to, and who learns from your Torah. Mashma, the reason for the Yisurin is so that you'll be motivated to learn more Torah. We'll go more in depth in this in the shir afterward. V'im talav lo matzah, b'yidush Yisurin shalava. And if you thought, okay, maybe it's because of Bittul Torah, I'm not taking advantage of every opportunity to learn Torah, well, then they're probably Yisurin Shel Ahava. Right? If you're learning Torah properly, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is afflicting you because He loves you. Shene'emar ki et asher yohav Hashem yochiach. That which HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves, He's going to chastise. We'll speak a little bit more about that actually on the next daf. Amar Rav Sechora, Amar Rav Huna, Kol HaKadosh Baruch Hu chafetz bo, midakei b'Yisurin. Anyone that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves or has desire for, right, He gives affliction to. Shene'emar v'Hashem chafetz tak'o acholi. Right? Anything that Hashem loves, so he will be afflicted with sickness. Yachol afilu lo kibla me'ahava. Could we be saying that even if a Kadosh Baruch Hu afflicts someone, right, and you're not makabel, you're like, you know, kind of the end of the Eov story of why, how could this be coming upon me? I never did anything wrong. This is terrible. This is unjust. If that's your, you know, could it be that you get a tremendous schar even if you react that way to the yisurim that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you? Talmud lomar im tasim asham nafsho. Right? So we learn from Pasuk regarding bringing the Korban Asham that if you place the Korban Asham, if you basically admit that you have to bring a Korban Asham, Ma Asham Ladat, Afisurin Ladat, just like by a Korban Asham, you have to bring it willingly and knowingly that you did something wrong, so too the Yisurim have to be willingly and knowingly. You have to know that I'm getting these Yisurim because God Baruch Hu loves me and He wants to give me tremendous schar, right? And I accept them willingly. But if you don't accept them willingly, then you're not going to get the reward from Him for them. Ve'im Kibla Maschar. Okay, and what if you did accept them lovingly and willingly. What's your reward for doing that? Yir ezera yarich yamim, your descendants are going to be, you know, are going to lengthen their days. V'lo'od, and not only that, el shetamudu mitkayim biyado, and your learning is, and you're going to sustain your learning. It's going to stick with you. Shenemar v'chafetz Hashem biyado yitzlach, right? That which Hashem wants, what's the Ratzon Hashem? The Torah is the Ratzon Hashem. The Torah is the, you know, the explicit will of God. B'yado Yitzlach, in his hands, it will succeed. Pligi ba, Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, Rabbi Acha bar Chanina. So Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi and Rabbi Acha bar Chanina had the following argument. Chad amaro, Elohem Yisurin shel Ava, kol she'ein behen bitul Torah. Right? What is the definition of suffering that comes upon you that is out of love from a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Well, it's any suffering that does not inhibit your Torah learning. You know that if it's inhibiting your Torah learning, that's not Yisurim Shel Ahava. Why? Shenemar Asher Gever Asher Te'asreinu, the pasuk we saw earlier, right? Ya'u Mitaratecha Tilamdeinu. Fortunate is the person who a Kadosh Baruch Hu afflicts and who is learning from your Torah. What does that mean? That you're fortunate if Kadosh Baruch Hu is afflicting you and you are still learning from his Torah. But what if he afflicts you so badly that you cannot learn from his Torah anymore? You're no longer fortunate, so that can't be Yisurim Shel Ahava. V'chad Amar, the other one, said, no. Elohim Yisurim Shel Ahava. These are the Yisurim of Ahava. Kol She'in Ben Bitul Tefila. Anything that doesn't stop you from davening. Shenemar Baruch Eloki, Baruch Elohim Asher Lo Hesir Tefilati Mechasdo Me'iti. You know, blessed is God who did not turn away my tefillah, who did not prevent me from davening, or did not prevent his generosity to me. Right? So what does that mean? That even if you're suffering, if you can still daven, that's when you know that it's Yisurim Shel Ahava. But if you're suffering and you can no longer daven, then you know it's no longer Yisurim Shel Ahava. Amar lehu Rabbi Abba, v'reid Rabbi Chia bar Abba. Right? Rabbi Abba, the son of Rabbi Chia bar Abba, hachi amar Rabbi Chia bar Abba. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Elu ve'elu Yisurin Shel Ahava. Really, they're both Yisurin Shel Ahava. Even if you can't learn Torah, and even if you can't daven, it's still Yisurin Shel Ahava. Shenemar ki et asher yahav Hashem yochiach. That which Hashem loves, He's going to chastise. Ela matamud lomar utoratecha telam denu. Right? So, what does it mean that utoratecha telam denu? What exactly does that mean? Because I thought that meant that if he's making me suffer, but I can still learn Torah, then it's Yisurim Shel Ahava. But now you're telling me that it's Yisurim Shel Ahava anyway? Al tikri tilam denu. So don't read it as tilam denu, as in you're still learning Torah. Ela tilam denu davar zemi toratecha. Rather, that this thing that you are fortunate for suffering at the hand of God is taught to us in your Torah. That's what the pasuk really says. Kal v'chomer mishen v'ayin, right? Because we learn it from a kal v'chomer from shen v'ayin. Ma shen v'ayin shen echad me'evarav shel adam eved yotze behem, right? Just like a tooth and an eye, which is only one limb of a person's body, if the master strikes his slave in these areas, and he causes him to lose an eye or a tooth, then he goes free. Yisurin shemamarkin kol gufo, right? Pangs that basically make your whole body suffer. Shel adam alachad kama v'kama. All the more so if your whole body is suffering, you are set free from your averas. V'hainu de Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, damar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. That's what Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish said. Nemar brit b'melach, v'nemar brit b'yisurin. The word brit is stated both by salt and by suffering. Nemar brit b'melach tachtiv. Brit b'melach is written. V'lo tashbit melach brit, right? And you should not. You should not leave out the salt of the brit. Now, my brit b'yisurin, and brit is said by yisurin. Dichtiv ela divrei habrit is stated by the tochcha and dvarim. Right, so brit is mentioned both by suffering and by salt. My brit amur b'melach melach mumateket the basar. Just like the brit, that's mentioned by melach, where melach cleanses the meat. So too, the brit that is mentioned by yisurim, by suffering, it's because the suffering cleanses the person of all of his sins. Tanur Bishimon ben Yochai Omer Shalosh Matanot Tovot Natan Hakadosh Baruch Hu LiYisrael VeKulan Lo Natan Ela LeYisurin. Three special gifts God gave to people, and He gave them all by suffering. Eluhen Torah VeEretz Yisrael VeOlam Haba. Right, Torah He gave through suffering. Eretz Yisrael He gave through suffering. Anyone who made Aliyah knows this. And Olam Haba He only gives through suffering. Minayin? From where do we know that? Right, but fortunate is the person who Kadosh Baruch Hu afflicts and learns Torah. Eretz Yisrael, dechdiv, ki kasher yiser ishet beno, Hashem Elokecha misircha. Right, so that when someone rebukes his son, so Kadosh Baruch Hu rebukes him, and then immediately afterward, dechdiv batre, ki Hashem Elokecha mivechal eretz tova. Right, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring you to a great land. Ha'olam haba, dechdiv, and olam haba. It's written ki ner mitzvah v'torah or v'derech chaim tochachot musar. Right, the way to chaim, the eternal life, the olam haba, is chastised and Musar. Musar, Milashon, Yisurin. Now, I heard an interesting pshat. I don't know where this comes from, so if anyone who's listening to this knows, you can email me, please, the source for it. It's my full name at gmail.com. That another thing that comes from the same Lashon is Lasur, to turn away from. Meaning these three things are only acquired when you turn away from something. Meaning there's going to be a path in your life, your trajectory, that's going to be comfortable, it's going to be convenient, and you're going to have a natural inclination to do it. How do you acquire Torah, and how do you acquire Eretz Yisrael, and how do you acquire Olam Haba? You have to teach yourself how to turn away from these things. Turn away from what's easy, turn away from what's comfortable, turn away from your natural trajectory. Learn how to tell yourself no, when even in the things that you really, really want to do. If you're able to turn away from that which you really want to do, then you're able to acquire Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. Tani Tana Kamed Rabbi Yochanan Kol Osek B'Torah Gmilu Chasarim Mekover Et Banav Mochlin Lo Et Kol Vonadav. Anyone who engages in Torah and Gmilu Chasarim, and who has the unfortunate responsibility of bearing their own children in their lifetime, that erases all their sins. Amar le Rabbi Yochanan Bishlama Torah Gmilu Chasadim. So Rabbi Yochanan responded to that, to the person who told him that, okay, I understand why Torah and Gmilu Chasadim, that would be the case. With righteousness, or with generosity and with truth, your sins are atoned. Zog Chesed, Zog Gmilu Chasadim. So Chesed, that's a reference to Gmilu Chasadim. Shenemar Rodef Tzedakah V'Chesed. Yim Tzachayim Tzedakah V'Kavod. Right? Anyone who chases Tzedakah and chesed will find life and tzedakah and glory. Emet zot Torah, and emet is a reference to Torah, shenemar emet kanav al timkor ela kover et banav minayin. Right, I know that emet is reference to the Torah, because it says that you acquired emet and you don't give it away and you don't sell it. However, how do you know that someone who buries his son is also, someone who buries a child is also erases all of his misdeeds? Tan Eliyahu Saba, right? A certain old person, potentially Eliyahu Hanavi, but Tosfot points out that actually there's a story that has both Saba and Eliyahu Hanavi in it. But generally, Saba is referring to Eliyahu Hanavi. Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, taught in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Atya Avon Avon, right? We learn from Gzera Shava, from two references to the word Avon of transgression. Ktiv Acha, Bechesed Ve'emet Yuchupar Avon, right? Bechesed Ve'emet, you know, the pasuk we had earlier, the Chesed and Emet cleanses all of your sins. V'ktiv Hata, Umishalem Avon Avot Al Cheik Banehem, right? that the transgressions of the father are visited upon the child. So because Avon is mentioned, the transgressions of the father upon their children, we learn out from Avon, that also cleanses a person. Right? Physical afflictions and not having children are not referenced, are not Yisurim Shel Ahava. V'negayim lo, are negayim not Yisurim Shel Ahava? V'atane kol mi sheyesh bo echad me'ar ba'ar negayim alalo enon ela mizbeach kapara. Anyone who has one of the following afflictions, it's like a mizbeach kapara, right? Mizbeach kapara havu Yisurim Shel Ahava lo havu, right? Yeah, it's a mizbeach kapara, it brings atonement. That doesn't mean it's Yisur and Shalava, two fundamentally different things. We're going to go into it in this year afterward. Ve'ibay name, alternatively, you could say Halan v'Halahu, meaning one is talking about in Bavel. Why? Because in Bavel, you don't get kicked out of the camp for it. You can stay where you can have an affliction and stay where you are. So it's not so terrible. So that's Yisur and Shalava. But in Eretz Yisrael, you're sent away from the cities until your negayim are gone. That's not Yisurim Shel Ahava. That's terrible. V'ibayit Ema, alternatively, ha-betzina ha-befarhesia. You could say that betzina, if you get afflictions in a hidden place, that's Yisurim Shel Ahava. But befarhesia, in a place that's not generally covered by your clothing, that is not Yisurim Shel Ahava. That's not a suffering out of expression of love by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ubanim lo, and are children not an expression, or not Yisurim Shel Ahava? Heichidami, what are we talking about when we say banim? I mean, it just says banim. Banim that what? Right? If you're talking about Ilay Medahavu Lehu Metu, if you're talking about children that he once had and then who died, that you're trying to say aren't an expression of Yisurim Shel Ahava. V'am Rabbi Yochanan Din Garma De'eshar Abir. Right? He says, this is, Rabbi Yochanan would carry around a small piece of bone from his 10th son, who all 10 of them died. And he said, this is the bone of my 10th son. Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan had 10 children. They all died. Rabbi Yochanan was only worthy of such suffering by Ahava, because there's nothing, he never did anything wrong to deserve such suffering. So it must be that if you had children and they die, that is Yisurim Shel Ahava. Ela Hada Lo Havu Leklal, V'Hada Havu Leumetu. So what's Yisurim Shel Ahava? When you have and they die, but not when you don't have at all. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Chalash Al Gabe Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba became sick, and Rabbi Yochanan went to visit him. Amar Lechaviv and Lechay Yisurin. Amar Lelo. Lohan v'lo scharin. Rabbi Yochanan asked him, do you like having Yisurin? What do they mean, do you like having Yisurin? Meaning, is it, do you enjoy the fact that you have Yisurin, knowing what a great schar, a great reward is going to come your way? And he said, Lohan v'lo scharin, I don't want the Yisurin, and I don't want the reward. I'd rather not have either. Amar le, hav liyad chai, said, give me your hand. Yahiv le, gave it to him, v'ukman. Rabbi Yochanan, restored him to health. Rabbi Yochanan chalash, ala gabi, Rabbi Chanina. Then Rabbi Yochanan was sick, and Rabbi Chanina came to him. Amar le, chavim alach Yisurin, do you want these Yisurin so that you get the schar that comes with them? Amar le, lohan v'lo scharin. I don't want the Yisurin, and I don't want the reward. Amar le, hav liyad. So similar, Rabbi Chanina restored Rabbi Yochanan's health. Am I lokim Rabbi Yochanan lenavshe? Couldn't Rabbi Yochanan just heal himself like he healed Rabbi Chanina earlier? Amri em chibush matir atzmo ubita isurim. A profound idea here that a person cannot release himself from his own suffering. You'll notice this. I mean, it's just, I think it's a very, very profound idea. I mean, you can have world-renowned psychologists, right, who have their own troubles, who need to go to psychologists in order to, you know, work through their difficulties, even though they can face the difficulties of any other person in the world. When it's them, they can help, but when it's themselves, they need someone else to help them. Rabbi Eliezer, chalash al gabei Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Elazar was sick, and Rabbi Yochanan went to go visit him, and he saw that he was in a very, very dark house. So Rabbi Yochanan raised up his sleeve, and the entire house was lit, because Rabbi Yochanan was such a beautiful individual that he exuded a certain light. And then he saw Rabbi Elazar was crying. Why are you crying? Right? Are you crying because there's so much Torah that you've yet to learn? But haven't we learned that anyone who does more, anyone who does less, it's okay as long as you did it for the right intentions. Your heart was l'shem shemayim. And if it's because of sustenance that you're not a particularly wealthy person, you can't even afford lights. You should know that it's okay because, listen, not everyone merits succeeding both in the Torah world and the Parnassa world. That is definitely true. V'imishum b'nei din garma d'ishri abir. And if it's because of your children, well, you should know, I had 10 children and they all died, and this is the bone of the final one. Amar le l'hai shufer d'vay abafra kabachinai. He says, no, for the following reason I'm crying, because this beauty of yours one day will be rotting in the dust. Amar le, Al dav vaday kabachita hu bachot arvayu. Says Rabbi Yochanan, yeah, that's worth crying over. And then they cried together. Ada achi v'achi amar lechaviv and lechay yisurin. Then Rabbi Yochanan asked him, do you want these yisurin? Because you know that they come with tremendous schar. Amar le, lo hen lo schar. I don't want them and I don't want the reward. Amar le, havliyat chay avidadi avikume. So Rabbi Yochanan restored him to health. Rav Huna takifu le arba mea dani dechamra. So Rav Huna lost 400 barrels of wine because they all turned to vinegar. Al gabi Rav Yehuda achua de Rav Sala chasid rabbanan v'amri la Rav Adabar Abba of Rabbanan Va'amrulay. Right, so a number of Rabbanim came to Rav Huna to visit him, and what do they say to him? Lion Marba Mila, you should really think about kind of your, you know, what you did in the past. Maybe you did something wrong that's causing this suffering. Amrulu mi chashidu benaychu, am I suspect in your eyes? You think I did something wrong? Amrulu mi chashid Kadosh Baruch Hu David Dina below Dina. Okay, are you being suspicious of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that he would have given you suffering for no reason? He said, oh, we're suspicious of you. You're suspicious of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You think he made you suffer for no reason. You should really look into your actions. Amar Lehu, he said to them, Iika man dishama alai milta lema amrule. No, lema. Right? If someone heard anything that I did wrong, you know, let me know. You should speak now. Tell me what I did wrong. Amrule, as a matter of fact, they said, we heard that you did something wrong. Hachish mi'alan, de lo yahiv marish. Lo yahiv mar shivisha la arise, that you did not give clusters of grapes to your sharecroppers in your vineyard. You're supposed to split that with them. You're supposed to give them a portion. Amar lehu mi kashavik le midi mine haka ganiv le kule. If I would have given them a portion of my vineyard, a portion of the clusters of grapes, they wouldn't have left me with anything because they always steal from me. Amar le haynu damri inchi bata gan vaganu v'tama time. Yeah, but about this idea is what was said, that someone who steals from a thief has still tasted the taste of theft. Meaning, yeah, what you stole wasn't his, so you didn't really steal, but it's kind of like stealing, so what you're doing is still inappropriate, even though they're stealing from you. Amar l'kabina alai d'avile. Okay, I've accepted that I'm going to give them from now on. Those who said at that moment the vinegar turned back into wine, and then those who say that just the price of vinegar went up to the price of wine, and he was able to sell everything for the same price. We'll stop here.